eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Good morning, Bucknutters. Welcome to the Bucknuts Morning 5 here on Monday, July 6th, 2020. Hope everyone had a great 4th of July weekend. I am Dave Biddle. I am happy to be joined by Steve Hellwagon. Steve, a lot to get into on today's show. Let's break down the Big Ten in 2020, what it's going to look like this year for the Big Ten in football. Let's start in the East. Do you think it's Ohio State and everyone else? Do you think Penn State might jump up this year and threaten the Buckeyes, maybe Michigan? Just how do you see the East playing out this year, Steve?
Well, there are a lot of people who believe that Penn State is a top 10 team, and obviously them hosting Ohio State makes them a dangerous contender to try and knock off Ohio State and end Ohio State's three-year death grip on the division as well as the Big Ten championship. They have a new offensive coordinator, Kirk Ciaraca, and their offense was actually pretty good this past year. Sean Clifford took over as the quarterback, did a bang-up job. So I'm interested to see if they can take things to another level. James Franklin, I think he deserves some credit. Obviously, he's won a Big Ten championship, been to the Rose Bowl, won a New Year's Six game this past year, although you have to put a star by it because it was Memphis. But at any rate, he got a long extension, lucrative extension, and he's going to be there. It seems there were some flirtations. They thought maybe he'd jump off and go to USC or something, but it looks like he's there for the long haul. And you know he's burning. He beat Ohio State once, and he is burning to beat Ohio State, win the division again. And to me, that makes them very formidable, particularly with the game at Penn State. We don't know, obviously, as we sit here on July 6th, whether there'll be any fans at any of these games or how many there may be. But just the idea of having to go on the road is tough enough. They gave Ohio State the toughest game they had in the Big Ten last year, an 11-point game in Columbus, and it was a game where Ohio State had it under control and kind of messed around in the second half and let Penn State back into it. But, you know, if it's not them, you know, who is it? I think Michigan State with Mel Tucker is going to be pretty good down the line, but I don't know if they're ready right now. Indiana has played everybody tough for 2-3 years now under Tom Allen, but just hasn't gotten – the breaks it needs to move up into the top three. And of course, I'm dancing around Michigan here. Everybody wonders, you know, they've never been elite at quarterback all the way back maybe to Chad Henne in the mid 2000s. And is this the time? They've got a couple of candidates at quarterback there. Is this the time where they jump up and can reclaim their spot theoretically at the top of the Big Ten? But I don't know if Harbaugh's ever going to do that or not.
I was going to say, what are your thoughts on Harbaugh? Do you feel like his job is safe? If he loses to Ohio State again this year and they have to come to Columbus, he will be 0-6 against the Buckeyes. Yet I get the feeling, Steve, it would take some type of, like, embarrassment to the program. Not just – you would think losing to Ohio State 6 straight years, including all of – assuming they blow them out this year, all of the games will have been – basically blowouts except the one in 2016. 2017 wasn't really a blowout, but the Buckeyes handled them pretty well in Ann Arbor after Dwayne Haskins came in for JT Barrett. They won that game 31-20. I get the feeling that Harbaugh's job is safe, even if he loses to Ohio State this year, and that's crazy to me.
Yeah, what's weird is he loves this Don Brown guy, and Ohio State has hung, what, a 56 burger and a 62 burger on
the Dr. 62, yeah.
Dr. 62. And, you know, maybe their defense is good enough to win 8 or 9 games with that schedule, but Ohio State has proven with the quarterbacks they've had, Haskins and Fields, that they can solve it, like you know, like Aaron Kraft solving a Rubik's Cube over pretty quickly. So at any rate, I'm interested to see what they do going forward. If they got rid of him, I don't know who they hire. I don't know what you do, because he is your favorite son, although some of the luster is off of him now, this many years into it, and so little to show for it. I don't know what you do if it's not him, who it could be. I'm at a loss to know.
What about like a PJ Fleck or a Matt Campbell or someone like that? You think they would do well there?
Maybe somebody with some new ideas is what they need, because whatever it is he's trying to do is obviously not going to put them back on top in the Big Ten. Maybe they try something different, but you know, he's better than anybody they've had since Lloyd, you know, much better than Rich Rod and Hoke, consistently winning 9 games, maybe 8, 9, 10 in that range. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to say, Dave. I think they've got to get back to recruiting better players and coaching them up. And I don't know. I'm not sure if we're going to see a change in that direction anytime soon.
Let's look at the Big Ten West. Do you think it's going to come down to Wisconsin and Minnesota like most people seem to think? And who do you think is going to win it? Do you feel like Purdue could be a dark horse team? Maybe somebody else? Just break down the West for me, Steve.
Yeah, the West always seems like it's Wisconsin's to lose. And, you know, they just seem to be this juggernaut that just runs roughshod on that division. Jonathan Taylor is obviously gone, the 2,000-yard rusher at Wisconsin. Looks like Cone, I guess, is back at quarterback for Wisconsin. So, you know, 9 starters back on defense. They did a really good job against Ohio State the second time they played for at least a half in stopping Ohio State. Held them to 1 touchdown in the first half. And then they were in position to win the Rose Bowl and blew it at the end. But, yeah, I think it's Wisconsin's to lose, but I think Minnesota, Iowa are probably just a half step back right there. Tanner Morgan, outstanding quarterback at Minnesota. Iowa's having all this internal strife right now with the coaching staff and the players kind of at loggerheads, and you just don't know, you know, how that's going to come out of that. Are they going to have a great season in response to all the offseason noise that has happened there? Purdue, Rondale Moore is coming back, and that should really help. And the quarterback as well. He missed a good portion of the season as well. So I think that should help Purdue. Northwestern is getting Peyton Ramsey, who has thrown for a bunch of yards in 3 seasons at Indiana. And quarterback was a terrible – they had probably the worst Power 5 quarterback situation in the country last year at Northwestern. Didn't have anybody that could do much of anything. You know, I'm looking at Lindy's. They have Illinois 7th, and they were in a bowl game last year. And I just think that there's going to be a lot of parity in that division. If, you know, if Wisconsin, depending on what the schedule looks like, I just don't know if they're going to run the table, perhaps. Minnesota had them at home last year and let them off the hook. And Minnesota was playing for the division, and if they couldn't win that one, Dave, I don't know that they're going to go into to Wisconsin, although they did 2 years ago, went in there and won. So I don't know.
They kind of ambushed them in that one, though, because two years ago,
wasn't as good.
No, and they weren't thinking much of Minnesota. Minnesota came in and kind of saved their season with that win, and then they took it into last year. Yeah, I have mixed emotions about Minnesota, because I feel like last year was their best chance. They lost Antoine Winfield, but they have, as you mentioned, they have Tanner Morgan back. They do have a lot of starters back, and I do like PJ Fleck. He's eccentric, but, you know, I like him. Go ahead. I think I cut you off there.
No. I'm glad you did, because you made a good point on that. Nebraska is a team we didn't really touch on. Is Scott Frost, is he the magic man? Does he have the magic touch? Is he going to get Nebraska in contention again in the Big Ten? I mean, they won the division early, or won a division early on in their Big Ten tenure, but have struggled ever since. So that's going to be, you know, losing J.D. Spielman is a killer for them because he was a difference maker. And I don't think I've ever heard where he's going to end up. I thought Minnesota might be a spot for him because his dad obviously is or adopted dad lives or works for the Vikings, Rick Spielman. So I don't know. I just see the West, maybe Northwestern and Illinois at the bottom will surprise some people, and Purdue as well. But until otherwise we get other notification, I think it's Wisconsin to lose.
Let's switch gears and talk about the basketball tournament. TBT is in Columbus. It's really cool. We have live basketball, and it's high-quality basketball here in Columbus with the basketball tournament. The defending champion is obviously the Ohio State alumni team, one of the Ohio State alumni teams now, Carmen's Crew, led by Aaron Kraft and William Buford, who was the MVP last year, and David Leidy and John Diebler and Deshaun Thomas. It's so much fun seeing those guys play. Deshaun Thomas joining the team this year. They'll play on Wednesday, Steve, and they'll play against the House of Pain. That is the Illinois alumni team, and they have more than just Illinois players on that team, as does Carmen. Carmen's Crew doesn't just have Ohio State players on it, former Ohio State players, but House of Pain, Illinois alumni, they have a name that some Buckeye basketball fans will remember, Mike Dom, who was the player of the year in the Summit Conference, three-time player of the year. Buckeyes played him in the first round of the tournament a few years ago. He is really good. He's a pro player over in Europe, and he was really good in House of Pain's win the other night. Anyway, Carmen's Crew had the first round bye. They will play House of Pain on Wednesday here in Columbus. They have everybody just quarantined here in Columbus at the hotel, and they're living it up. But it's just so much fun seeing high-quality basketball, Steve, and it's going to be fun seeing Carmen's Crew on Wednesday.
It is, and I think it's neat that these guys have maintained a bond. You know, obviously they were all from, you know, a lot of them were from different recruiting classes and, you know, different times in the program. David Leidy goes all the way back to that 2006 class, the Thad Five. Then you come up through and you have Evan Turner, who's helping out coaching. John Diebler is on this team. William Buford. And as you mentioned, Deshaun Thomas was going to debut for these guys. He's been playing overseas for his entire professional career. I thought maybe he would have some NBA aspirations. I think he was a second-round draft pick by San Antonio in the 2013 NBA draft, and here it is 7 years ago or 7 years down the road, and he's primarily – I don't know if he ever played in the G League, the D League, whatever it's called. Aaron Kraft has announced that this will be his last basketball event, and he's hanging it up and moving on with his life. And he's going to accomplish so much, I think, after basketball that, you know, I think he wanted to give basketball for the past 6 years a shot. And I think he's realized that he's probably taken it about as far as he's going to take it. And so he and his family are going to move on from it. At 2 p.m. on Wednesday, these games will be on the ESPN networks, either ESPN or ESPN2. I don't know if they're doing any of them over on ESPNU or not, but Red Scare versus Big X. Red Scare is the Dayton alumni team. Big X is kind of a Big Ten alumni team coached by Andrew Dockich, who's a current staffer at Ohio State, C.J. Jackson. And they won their first game on Saturday, 79-74. They defeated D2, a team that was primarily a bunch of Division II guys from the Mid-Atlantic area down in that part of the country. And that team actually led by as many as 15 points at one point. C.J. Jackson made the game winner. They had this Elam ending, obviously, where they turned the clock off inside the final 4 minutes and set a target score. They add 8 points to the leading team's score, and the first one to hit that target wins the game. And we saw there was a game yesterday, Men of Mackey was down, I think, 15 or more points. Or they were actually down 8 when the Elam ending began, and they outscored the opponent 16-2, I think, during the Elam ending to win the game. So there can be some fantastic finishes. 4 o'clock, Carmen's Crew against House of Pain. That ought to be one heck of a game. House of Pain looked really good. So Carmen's Crew, the defending champions, are going to be tested in their first game, and Jared Sullinger's the coach. And one other thing, Patrick Murphy and myself today will be conducting a Zoom call with most of the guys from Carmen's crew. I think Sullinger, Turner, Kraft, Diebler, Thomas, and maybe one other will be participating in a conference call. So we're going to have some great features and some great articles coming up here today as those guys talk about their time at Ohio State and what they've been doing in the interim professionally, and now the opportunity, how they spent the $2 million was the prize last year, how they split that up and how they spent that money last year, and they're back after it this year. The prize just $1 million, obviously, since there are no fans to kind of pump the coffers this year. They backed it down to $1 million. But, yeah, should be a lot of fun following both those teams this week.
Absolutely. Great stuff out of Steve Hellwagon. Really appreciate it, Steve. And thank you to all the listeners out there for tuning into the show. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts and you like the show, give us a 5-star review. That really helps. If you're listening on YouTube, subscribe. That really helps as well. Thanks again to Steve, and thanks to all the listeners out there for tuning into the show. Hope everyone has a great day. Let's wear that Buckeye swag, best damn band in the land.
Picture this, it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.